Everybody has rock walls. And, but now you see that these people built in front of us, they put that rock wall up not too many years ago. And they've got a little fortress there, you know. And honest to Pete, you know, we have, they have a bunch of dogs there and you never see or hear any dog.
Well, that's good.
But I can't imagine a dog living like that.
Oh, closed up in a...
Well, I don't know where the dogs are. They before that, they, I don't want to, you don't want this in your...
Oh, sure.
They built a sort of a little, well, there was a big mulberry tree in back of their house. They bought this from, of course, somebody else. And so around that tree, they built a place that's probably, it's not as big as this room, but anyway, it's got iron bars. I mean, it's like a low fence, you know, a low fence, about like that, like this one. And then from there on, it's got iron, I mean, you know, the black, pretty nice looking bars. And the dogs can, like, jump up on this threshold of the top of a wall, and they can look out, and they could, you know, and so this was just kind of behind their house, and that's where the dogs would stay. They didn't ever, they didn't really have a backyard, because you see, we could see, I mean, we didn't have, you know, any kind of fences that kept, you know. I could walk out and I could look right into their fence, and I guess they didn't like that. Like if we were sitting on over here, if it weren't for the trees or anything else, you know.
How did you keep your dogs in?
Well, we've always had the back part of this yard, you know. This has a very minor wire fence around it. You know, you can see right through it. And we also had, we didn't have any fence in front at all. And, but anyway, they had about, I don't know, they had about two dogs then. And then I think he found his little puppy and he took that in. But, so I don't know really what they have now. But I never, you know, and they're very nice people, except that we don't ever see them. And now that they have this mold around them, you know what? You know, I feel like, you know, when Harry died, they came and brought me their jet names and put their name and their telephone number and his work address. And they said, now call me, call us if you need anything.
That's nice.
And real nice, but they're rarely ever there. You know, but they are nice people, and we have nice people over here now, too.
That's wonderful. What kind of a room would you call this?
Well, it's actually, this was the boys' room when I moved here. That's why we've got this thing here. This was...
Oh, yeah.
See, the boys were, when they came here, they were in high school. When we came back from Maine, they were in their last two. Mitch was a senior in high school. And you can imagine how much they loved that. And Scott was a junior. And we had really thought that they would go to, there was a good Catholic high school in the valley at that time. I can't remember the name of it. And we thought, well, see, we were real disgusted with Austin High School, and with that was one of our reasons for moving. You know, things had just gotten so